Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends. When you think of Old Testament scripture, which speaks of Jesus as the Messiah, is there any scripture that is more graphic, more specific than Isaiah chapter 53? In our journey with the prophet Isaiah over the past several weeks, we've now come to this famous and very powerful chapter. But did you know Isaiah's portrait of the forthcoming suffering Messiah begins three verses earlier in Isaiah chapter 52? Over these next 3 or 4 days, we're going to take our time in this remarkable chapter, perhaps one of the most significant in the entire Bible. Do you know its message well? Isaiah 52, verse 13, begins our look at Jesus as God's promised Messiah with these words. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Throughout the Bible, God often refers to individuals as my servant. But link this verse with Isaiah chapter 42. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. And link it with Isaiah chapter 61, which Jesus himself quoted. The spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives. No other human being who has ever lived began their earthly life with angelic announcements, as Jesus did. And when Jesus was anointed by the Holy Spirit of God in his baptism, God's voice from heaven was heard audibly by all the people present, saying, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Matthew chapter 3. Of course, we know the miracles of Jesus validated God's claim that Jesus is God's Son. In fact, do you remember that Jesus said to his disciples, some of whom doubted him, "It is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves." John 14. Jesus was highly exalted by angels, by his heavenly Father, by his miracles, and of course, by people who did believe in and follow him and whose lives were changed by him. But not everyone was enamored with Jesus, remember? So Isaiah's prophecy in Isaiah 52 continues. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being, and his form marred beyond human likeness, so many nations will marvel at him, and kings will shut their mouth because of him. Do you hear the strong contrast here, my friends? From the days of Jesus to the present, there have been two great contrasts, which are seen as almost contradictions about Jesus, which amazed nearly everyone who hears the story of Jesus. We stand amazed, enthralled, as we hear of the miracles, which were wonderful, powerful, life-changing, and helpful to so many people. We also stand amazed as we considered the life-giving words of Jesus and his statements explaining his relationship with God the Father, the kingdom of God, and his ability to earn for us and grant to us eternal life. But we also stand amazed and deeply offended by the horrific brutality which accompanied Jesus' crucifixion, don't we? How could Jesus, the Son of God, the creator of the universe, the giver of life to each and every human being, the ultimate expression of God's love, both bring such hope and joy to so many people throughout his life, his teachings, and his amazing miracles, but also be rejected by Jews and Gentiles, educated and powerful people, so that he was humiliated and brutalized to the point of near unrecognizability? His appearance was so disfigured beyond that of him any human being, and his form marred beyond human likeness. Perhaps you've seen the 2004 Mel Gibson film titled The Passion of the Christ, depicting the horrific final day of Jesus' earthly life. As horrific as the film was, I believe it to be very accurate in its description of what was done to Jesus the Messiah. And that film brought Isaiah's graphic description to life. It's the deep and profound mystery of the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. It's what Isaiah 53 is all about. The Holy Spirit led Paul to write this challenge to all peoples of all times in all places. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. Jews demand signs, and Greeks look for wisdom, but we preach Jesus Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those whom God has called, both Jews and Greeks, it's the power and wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Perhaps the best way I can close our reflections today is with questions for us to ponder as we begin the Isaiah 53 journey this weekend. First, it's important that we see Jesus as God described him, my servant. For constant obedience to the Father was essential for the Son to fulfill and accomplish his redemption mission. As we look at how we live our lives, Could God call us his obedient servants? Or do you and I often find ourselves pursuing our own agendas, our desires, rather than God's? Second, is Jesus raised and lifted up and highly exalted in our lives? If so, how? If not, why not? Third, do you find yourself in awe of Jesus Christ, his life, his mission, his miracles, his teachings? If so, why? If not, why not? As I close today, it's Friday, and we know Friday is the Muslim weekly day of prayer all around the world. Billions of Muslims will gather in mosques, large and small, with their faces to the ground praying. To most of them, as Paul wrote, Isaiah 53 is foolishness. For them, Jesus, Isa, is a historical figure, a good man, perhaps a prophet, but by no means is Jesus God, nor does his life or death have any value in their search for eternal life. This evening at sundown, Jews all around the world will begin their weekly Shabbat, but for most all of them, Jesus is a historical figure, a good man, but not God the Son, nor do they view him as their Savior. So what about you and me, my Walking with Jesus friends? Who is Jesus, and what is his significance in your life? Oh, my friends, here's a special worship song to help us consider the significance of Jesus.